How much fun was it to finally get that?
Yeah. Told them on the TV, like, you never know, like, how it's going to happen, how it's going to come, you know, when it's going to come. And I think for this to come in this kind of fashion is just goes to show you, like, this life is just so crazy and unexpected, and you can never, like, predict what's going to happen. It's just an awesome moment, obviously. Like, no matter who it's off of, it's just a really cool thing.
Does it feel like weight off your shoulders maybe a little bit, and you don't have to be thinking about that at the plate, not having a home run yet?
Yeah, I mean, over the last few weeks, I'd say, like, I stopped even worrying about it. I think I've been swinging the bat a little bit better, and I was hoping that those results was just going to lead into some more of the power, and I was happy with the game, the first at bat, getting the job done. And from that at bat on, I was just like, you know, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. But obviously, to answer your question, like, yeah, it is a little relief. You don't have to worry about it or when it's going to come, or, you know, is it going to come this year? Or you just start having those thoughts, but just happy that it finally happened.
You mentioned the first at bat. How gratifying was it to have that two-run double, considering you guys are down 6-0 and
yeah,
got you going offensively?
Yeah. He's a really good arm. He's done really well this year so far, and especially recently. So I was really happy to come through there. Didn't try to do too much. Just, you know, two strikes, just try to put the ball in play, give the team a shot to score some runs, and was just happy it found a gap, and we were able to score some runs and obviously won the game.
Were you able to get the ball?
Yes, I just got the ball from a college group of girls and a few guys, and they were super nice, and really grateful for them to get the ball back and make the process pretty easy.
Did you make a trade for her?
Yeah, they got some balls, and she asked for a bat, so she's going to get that when they come back to the next game.
Yep. What went into your reaction there right after the home run?
Yeah, I mean, to start the inning, I think Bradish and Kramer and some of them were kind of like, get Kobe up. And when you're anticipating it happening, I think it is what kind of when it doesn't happen. And the only thing that goes into the back of your head is, oh, God, I'm going to strike out to a position player and be 1-for-6 today. But obviously there's a flip side of the best result, and it was the homer. And, yeah, it's just crazy.
How fun was it when you got back into the dugout and your teammates celebrating?
Yeah, it's a really good group of guys, super close-knit group, and I think everyone pulls for one another. And it's been really fun to play baseball here the last month. It's been a blast. Reminds me of, you know, the fun we had back in Norfolk a few years ago. Just everyone's really close, and we keep it light. You know, if a series doesn't go our way, who cares? The next one, you know, keep playing. And there's a lot of really good ball players in here, and we're just going to keep grinding out these games and, you know, see where we end up.
Where's this one standing in, like, all the offensive
games? From far as I know, this is probably at the top. The clutch hitting, extending the innings, hitting with runners in scoring position, getting the, you know, Laureano stealing third and scoring. Like, it's just, it was a complete game tonight. Like, you know, we were down early and we were able to fight and battle back, and, you know, ended up being a blowout win in a game that could have got away from us pretty easily.
Yeah.